Local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
Can we forget about the things I said when I was drunk?
My producer's always putting a smile on my face. Happy Monday to you. Yes, happy Monday. And here we are in the midst of early voting. I love it. Getting all the people that are email. Simon just sent me an email. Good morning, Monica. I voted in person yesterday at Lawler Events Center. There was no line. I was in and out in less than 10 minutes. That was checking in, signing, and voting. Staff was all helpful and happy, although I'm sure they wouldn't have been happy if they had known my votes. There were plenty of voting machines and plenty of sanitizers keeping the machines clean. Oh, Simon, that's awesome. So it all depends on where you go and what time you go. So just keep in mind, early voting goes until October 30th. So if you see a line, just, you know, maybe go back the next day or go back a little bit later. Get your stuff done. Oh, I can't wait until the evening. I'll be up at midnight, 11:30 on November 3rd. I can't wait to see how this all plays out. Speaking of things playing out, please, you can either type into your little search bar here at the top for your internet, www.HunterBidenIsACriminal.com. And it will take you directly to the New York Post story that has been banned, suppressed, censored on social media, pretty much on Facebook, Twitter, Google. By the way, Jack Dorsey and I believe Mark Zuckerberg as well. I know Jack Dorsey for sure has. They have been requested the presence in front of Congress to find out why stories like this are being suppressed and where they come off as being censors. Isn't that nice? Hey, participate in today's poll question because that's basically what it surrounds. Okay. There is a legislator, representative, Lee Zeldin, who is calling for a criminal FBI investigation into Joe and Hunter Biden and all these millions of dollars that they have received from China, from Russia, from the Ukraine, peddling influence to the White House. It's been verified. It's been confirmed. Corroboration, people involved coming forward. It's not just a laptop and emails. So, should there be an FBI investigation? Friday's poll question, also brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, should there be another stimulus package? 41% said yes, 59% said no. I was one of those 59%, actually. People just don't understand. Please go onto YouTube. Try and educate yourself with some future economics of how we cannot support this type of debt. We can't support it in Washoe County. We can't support it in Nevada. We can't support it in the United States. And the world cannot support this kind of debt. Please educate yourself on this. I know there are people that need the money, but look into housing assistance, look into the food banks, look into any type of assistance there is out there, because there is assistance out there. You just can't seem to find the help through the Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation. You know, there are still people that haven't gotten any money from the CARES Act. And yet money has gone to places where it should not have gone. All right. It's about elections. It's about voting. It's about getting the right people into office. And the gentleman who is on the line right now waiting to speak with us, waiting to speak with you and me both, because I told him, first question I was going to ask him was about past voting record. Joining us right now, and I also told him I'd take it easy on him, is PK O'Neill. PK, thank you so much for calling in today and being on the show.
Thank you, Monica. I appreciate this time that you've given us to talk together. I know it's been a while.
So you are running, you're running for Nevada Assembly District 40. This is a seat you previously held.
Yes, in 2015.
And who holds it now?
Al Kramer.
Al Kramer. Okay. PK, when you were in that seat, one of the big controversies has been the tax increase on businesses. It's been called by different names, commerce tax, yada, yada, yada. The voters of Nevada, both sides, Republican, Democrat, independents, they voted it down. And yet the Sandoval Assembly, Senate, they got it all passed. You were one of those yes votes. Would you have voted yes now? Knowing what you know now, would you have done anything different?
Monday morning quarterback, you always do things different. And this is one vote that, after seeing how the Democrats went back on the words, they raided this the money that was put into education separate from the distributive school account, I absolutely could not have voted for it if I had known what was going to happen to it in the last two sessions with the Democrats in control. It's been a horrible action.
PK, you mentioned that in a unique way that I want to talk about, and that was Democrats going back on their word. You've been in the assembly before. Have you ever seen anything like this? I mean, I know Democrats are always screaming bipartisanship, bipartisanship. Yet when they are in control, that is the furthest thing from their mind.
That's absolutely right. And I can cite example after example where they went back on the word from what we agreed to in 2015. One of my bills in 2015 that I got passed had to do with prevailing wage. And it assisted the communities. Carson City immediately within that summer was able to do more road repairs because of the prevailing wage issue was raised. It was raised, and we were doing schools at a discounted labor costs. They agreed to it. Then they get in power. They couldn't get it. They tried to renege on it in the 2017 session. Sandoval was there and vetoed it. But then when they had Democrat across the board from the governor, they immediately went back on their word and agreement without any statistics, without really any information to justify why they did that, except it was, we're in power, sit down and shut up. And that's the whole trouble we're having right now. You look at what happened in the 31st and 32nd special session where they control with the assembly with a super majority. They were passing things, doing actions, their bill on law enforcement. They even went back on their own word on agreements they made with law enforcement during the session and went back on those bills. They just proved that they could not be trusted. We need to have a more balanced assembly, Senate representation. We need to get Republicans in there.
Well, PK, but what about those people who are saying, well, not only does it have to be balanced, you always have to have that balance of power, but what about, you know, not playing this game of going along to get along and actually, you know, as the word from a number of my listeners, sticking it to the Democrats and making sure that they don't get to do things like this again in the future?
the only way we're going to be able to ensure that they can't do this is to get the Republicans in there, get our majority back. That would be the best way how we could do and prevent it from and keep the majority there, keep the majority Republicans there. Otherwise, PK, you're just giving numbers. They're going to do us in.
Exactly. PK, though, going forward, if you're elected into Assembly District 40, you're going to have a lot to deal with as of deficits and trying to come up with money that this governor and that this assembly and this Senate has put us in a position with the lockdown, with the DETR, the Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation being so just out of whack. I mean, are you going to start paying more attention to what's going on behind the scenes that the Health and Human Services, I mean, the list goes on and on, that they're doing their jobs and actually helping Nevadans and not just being in the Assembly or the Senate and just passing new legislation?
Monica, I just spent this weekend dealing with several issues having to do with DETR and their inability to provide the services to the community, to the constituents, to our Nevadans out there. I also am chairman of the Salvation Army for Carson City and Douglas County, their advisory board. Mm-hmm. And I've been helping people this weekend that DETR were not responsive to, haven't gotten their payments. Here they are facing unemployment. They can't pay their rent. They can't pay the utilities. We've been working over the weekend. I had to cut a phone call short to get online with you that was dealing with those specific issues. First, March 15th, when the governor shut our economy down and kept it shut down with really had any plan or any future, kept thinking that every day we waited for a new decision from him, and every day he scratched his head and wasn't sure what the decision was. He pushed it off to other people. What we need is to get businesses back operational in a safe manner, get our economy back. And I think the governor's starting to realize that when you shut the water off to the tub, it's not going to fill up. The stuff about the Democrats wanting to pass this mining tax, you go into the Constitution, pass mining tax, it's a Pandora's box of what else they can do. There's the sales taxes in our Constitution. Our state income tax is in the Constitution. Once you open that up, who knows what's going to come out of Pandora's box is my fear. There's no need. We just need to get back to where we were. The economy was doing well. We were one of the leaders in the country. There's no need for new taxes, period.
I am so glad that you said that. PK, how can people find out more about helping you get elected to Assembly District 40? And what area does that encompass for people who, you know, still haven't logged on to the Registrar of Voters website to see what district they're in?
Well, I'll tell you, it's all of Carson City is Assembly District 40. And then as you travel up 395, look to the east. As you're going up towards Reno, look off to your right. Washoe Valley to the right, Steamboat, Pleasant Valley, and then it jogs up along Toll Road and takes a few jogs all the way up to Damani High School, to the east of Damani High School, up to the Story County, Washoe County line.
And that's a big district.
It is. It encompasses a little over 68,000 people. And it's a difficult district because there's a variety of needs in there. That northern part of the district, southeast, Washoe, Reno, one of their biggest things are the wild horses and dealing with those. I was up there walking, and that was always the conversation about the horses coming in and destroying their property, the beauty of the wild horses, and trying to find that balance act.
Mm-hmm.
It's just where you come down here to Carson, It's very much more they're concerned about their roads and taxes or their issues. So BK, it's a variety of things.
What's the website that people can find out more to help get a reasonable Republican elected back to Assembly District 40?
You go to PKONEILL, the number 4NV.com. So it's PKONEILL. ForNV.com.
All right. I have my fingers crossed for you, and I hope everything is absolutely successful and we turn that seat red once again. PK, thank you so much for joining me today. And remember, I'm going to hold you to that. There's no reason to raise any new taxes.
There isn't, Monica. You take care and have a great day.
Thanks,
and
you
just
too.
Let me say, make sure we vote. Get out and vote.
Get out and vote, and you get back to the Salvation Army and helping the community.
Thank you very much. You take care.
You too. Thanks for joining me. All right. We'll be back. Hopefully, Mark, you can call back in. Sorry, we've put your call off twice, but we'll be back with more of your calls, 884-9910, right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today and getting on those phone lines at 884-9910. We've got Gene and Kevin both waiting on the line, so let's head to Gene. Gene, I want to wrap up our conversation. We had to cut it short going into Fox News last time. We were talking about the $5 that people are going to have to pay now just to take, you know, just go into any part of Lake Tahoe, this fee, this toll fee, because of billions of dollars for the road fees there that, frankly, I look at it as being mismanaged. If you fall that far into debt of keeping the roads up, it's just wrong. But it seems to me like they're pushing people to get on those buses and not park along the side of the roads.
I think what's really happening is you have some quick-ridden bureaucracies like TRPA, the Tahoe Transportation District, the League to Save Lake Tahoe, and Lake Tahoe's homeowners associations out there who have usurped the sovereignty over what will happen at the lake away from the American public. When you come in to the Lake Tahoe Basin, it does not say you're entering the lands of any of the aforementioned entities. It says you're entering your national forest lands. And the problem with a $5 toll to play for so-called transportation improvements is exactly what that name implies, transportation improvements. This is all about bells and whistles, rock walls with petroglyphs, roundabouts, bike lanes, and bike trails for a few triathletes who can actually ride them, and at the same time will impart a major obstruction and suppression of public access to the national forest land. And I'm just submitting this to the listeners, that the only fee that the public is going to tolerate as they access national forest lands here is possibly a access fee paid to the Forest Service in the amount of $40 a year, or the current access fees that are now in place at the various entities like Sand Harbor, Baldwin Beach, and Pope Beach, the places that people are actually coming here to access. So I think it's important for listening public to contact Mr. Amadei, Congressman Amadei, and implore him that it's time for the public to usurp their authority away from these self-appointed bureaucracies who think they're calling the tunes up here with public access at Lake Tahoe. The roadways at Lake Tahoe are a finished product. The public wants nothing more than upgraded and proper maintenance of the existing infrastructure, and the bells and whistles of the so-called transportation improvements the public does not desire. So, and that's the point that I'm trying to make to the listeners out there and on the program today, that none of this passes the smell test, and what's needed is legislation in Congress to eviscerate all of the self-appointed compacts up here that think they have usurped authority over the basin away from the American public.
Yeah, especially the TRPA. I've got a few bones to pick with them. So, Gene, thank you for calling back and getting thank that you. Out. And please contact Congressman Amadei. That's what he is there for. That is what he is supposed to be doing for us. Let's get back to the phone lines and check in with Kevin this morning. Kevin wants to talk about voting. Hi, Kevin. Thanks for calling into the program.
Yes, Monica, enjoyed your interview with PK. And then yesterday I was at the Carson City Community Center, and I got there just as they were getting ready to close. But they did let everyone in line go in to vote, even though it was a little bit past 2 o'clock. So they, you know, if you were in line, you could still go in. So I'm just going to go later this week or something. And then I wanted to mention also good news. I hopped across the parking lot, and there was a recall Sisolak station there. So I signed up for that, and I just wanted to wish you a good week and fill you in on that.
Thank you so much. And boy, you got a lot of things done. That was fantastic.
Yeah. It was a good day. Then we stopped by the Trump rally. Couldn't really get in, but we were kind of on the outskirts there. And just I haven't been so excited since I went to a TSO concert in Reno a few years ago. It was absolutely awesome.
It was. Just seeing the enthusiasm of people just even out on the streets waving their flags and everything as the motorcade came in. It just shows the enthusiasm behind this president that you will never ever see behind Joe Biden or any Democrat right now, for that matter. Kevin, thank you so much for calling in today, and thank you for signing that recall petition to get rid of Governor Sisolak, because it's what we need to do as a state. This is not a Republican thing. This is not a Democrat thing or an independent thing. This is a Nevadan thing. He needs to be recalled because he is single-handedly, well, I guess not single-handedly, but with his minions destroying this state. And that includes Hillary Sheevy. We'll be back right after this Fox News update here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're here with me today. Answer today's poll question. It is very easy. At least I thought it was going to be easy. I thought people would be all over this. 991FMTalk.com. Today's poll question brought to you by our friends over at Nissan of Carson City. Do you agree with Representative Lee Zeldin's call for a criminal FBI investigation into Joe and Hunter Biden? How people are voting no on this, I really don't understand. Here, Americans are suffering. They're suffering with health care. They're suffering through, you know, economic trauma and loss. And when public employees are making millions of dollars hand over fist, selling access to the White House, you know, that a thing they accused Trump of doing? What's going on here? Yeah, I don't care if he's running for president. He needs to be criminally investigated. Hunter Biden needs to be behind bars. And these pictures coming off of this laptop? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you can see those are some dental implants, because that was a bad case of meth mouth. I get it. People coming back from a horrible, horrible addiction. Good for him if he cleans himself up, but bad for us if he keeps selling off our country so people can talk to his dad. All right. Should there be another stimulus package? That was Friday's poll question. 41% of those participating in the poll said yes. 59% said no. No more stimulus packages. We don't need another stimulus package if we would just open up everything with no restrictions, no mandates. Open up the economy. Open up the world economy. Even the WHO, which, you know, I am not highly fond of, but when even they say lockdowns don't work, then that should be your first clue. What a great day it was in Northern Nevada yesterday. Not only did we have beautiful weather, but we had a very special guest. And I giggle every time I hear this. These young girls, 16-year-old girls.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's Trump.
I have to laugh every time I see that. They were on the other side of the freeway and they saw the motorcade coming to Carson City. That it shows you that there are good youth out there who aren't indoctrinated into the whole Marxist education that they're getting. Email after email after email of what a fantastic event it was. So let's talk to Allie Pardo right now. And she is the deputy director of communications for the Trump campaign. Allie, I don't think that rally yesterday could have gone any better.
Well, I mean, I think that's part of the excitement that the president brings everywhere he goes on the trail. We have not seen enthusiasm like this. It's unparalleled to anything we've ever seen. It's bigger and stronger than anything we saw in 2016. People are excited to see the president, excited to see what four more years could look like. And we're really feeling the momentum going into the final stretch.
You know, you bring up a great point, because I actually had the honor of giving an invocation at one of the Trump rallies here when he was candidate. And it was packed. There were thousands of people there. And again, like the media does now, they downplayed it. You know, there was, you know, a few hundred people there and there were thousands of people there. But people were there and they cheered him on and, you know, they were happy to see him and they were happy to hear from him. But the enthusiasm now is, and I hate to use this term because they used it for Obama, but it is literally rock star.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's what it felt like. That's for sure. It felt like a pretty much a rock concert. I think that's good, right? That's a good sign that people are excited and interested in listening to what the president has to say, listening to how he's laying out his agenda for four more years, what a V-shaped recovery can look like and will look like under his leadership. I mean, the choice cannot be clear. I'm the daughter of Cuban exiles. The choice between socialism, freedom, and prosperity, what this president is laying out, it stands in stark contrast to that of Joe Biden's agenda. So that's why people are excited. That's why I'm excited. And that's why, I mean, like I said, enthusiasm on this home stretch is just unparalleled.
I'm not understanding the political left that you can actually have a candidate say, I'm going to raise your taxes. You have a candidate that says, I'm going to, you know, work at defunding and restructuring law enforcement. I'm going to, you know, health care for everybody. And we're going to do this and we're going to open up the borders and we're going to be that. I don't understand how people in this country who have enjoyed freedom so much can get behind that just because they dislike not the president's policies, but just the man himself. How does that happen?
I wish I obviously don't know because I'm not one of them, but
me either.
I think that people, you know, it's one of those things where you don't realize how good something is until you lose it. My family has lost it, unfortunately, in the past. We know what it's like to have your freedoms taken away. I unfortunately think that some people don't realize how real and how possible that really is. And they're stuck in this fantasy land of what they're being promised. And they're not taking a minute to step up and look at reality and look at the fact that we need strong economic policies. We need to reopen our schools. We need to reopen our economy. Some states, Democrats still aren't doing those things. And what's the result?
Welcome to Nevada.
Yeah, you're seeing situations where, you know, child abuse cases are being underreported because kids are not back in school. Mental health is on the decline. We are not humans aren't meant to not be interacting and not to be living. And the fact that, that the Democrats are still stopping that from happening because of an election, honestly, it's quite alarming and should raise some red flags on who they are as people.
Well, and it's interesting to see who the immigrants are that both parties go to. The Republicans, President Trump, is embracing legal immigrants, and the left, the Biden-Harris team, is embracing the concept of illegal immigration and making sure with their counterparts like Newsom and, you know, even in some respects, our governor here, Sisolak, to making sure that illegals in this country are accommodated.
Yeah, I think you're right there. I mean, the president has said it over and over again, for our economy to be strong, we need a good legal immigration system that works. So we also need to protect the American worker and put them in a position to succeed. And illegal immigration that has all types of pitfalls, whether it's safety, security, where it's just sucking out, you know, very needed benefits from American citizens. There's a lot of things that are concerning about too many people coming across this border illegally and all the pitfalls that brings us. But I think the bigger picture here, just across the board and all these policies, is that the Democrats are just lurching to the left to placate their base, to placate these radical socialists all the way on the far left of their party, and have started to, the reality and the logic has started to leave a little bit, and they're just a group of radicals at this point.
Well, when you have on national TV, even on Fox News, that, you know, you can't mention the name George Soros and how he's paying for the majority of this, it's pretty sad that when you can't point out the facts. For people who were way too excited yesterday, just, you know, listening to the jokes, we have such a hysterical president as well. But for people just being excited in the fun and the celebration there, where can people go to find out what the next 4 years holds for the Trump administration?
Well, the president's going to be speaking daily. So visit any of our social channels. You can hear directly from him on what 4 years, more years looks like. On our website, we've laid out his agenda for 4 more years, what that looks like. So we've also laid out an agenda, the Platinum Plan, for how the president plans to help Black America. The president has done the Hispanic Initiative to help the Hispanic community. He is the president who is lifting every single person up. And building them and finding a way to make sure that every single one of us is prosperous. We saw that with a record low unemployment for almost every demographic heading into the coronavirus, and you're going to continue to see it with 4 more years. I mean, whether it's peace in the Middle East or these trade deals, I mean, this president has been so successful, and imagine what he can do with 4 more years.
Yeah, like he said at one of the rallies I went to, you know, who's tired of winning? I mean, seriously, with all he's accomplished. Yeah, I'm not tired of it yet, Allie. That's DonaldJTrump.com. Don't forget that J in there. Allie, thank you so much for joining me today. And thank goodness and God bless your family and your parents for making it here and bringing a better instillment of what freedom means to your family.
Yeah, I'm pretty grateful too. Thanks so much for having me. Hopefully, talk to you guys soon.
Thanks, Allie. Appreciate your time. And that's what it is. I mean, look at the people who are supporting Biden. I don't get it. I just don't get it. How you can support someone whose family is engaged in just creating wealth for themselves. You know, we talk about Hunter a lot, and we'll be talking with somebody tomorrow about this situation, and you should be terrified. You really should. How Twitter and Facebook, and even though we've been saying, you know, yeah, they're censoring this, they're censoring that, and they took something off, you know, my webpage or whatnot, they shut down the accounts of the press secretary of the United States. Okay. McEnany had her account closed, shut it down, no access. That's how a lot of people have been getting their news, because they've been turned off from mainstream media. So why not just go straight to the press room and listen to Kayleigh McEnany talking to the reporters? Listen to the questions, the stupid questions that they're asking, and listen to her responses. But no, they just shut it down. This is over-the-top censorship. Over-the-top. Your voice, whether it be on social media or the mainstream media, I mean, just look at the differences in the town hall meetings there. George Stephanopoulos getting cozy with Biden and the people asking questions who actually worked in the Obama administration. So much for the people. As opposed to the way that Guthrie handled the president of the United States, attacking him, not even letting the people in the town hall ask questions. It's just amazing how people aren't fighting back more. Yeah, we have Parler and there's Rumble now. But that's not enough. I'm giving some serious thought into shutting all of my social media off. But that's how I get to communicate with you. And I hate cutting off any form of communication. But remember, when we still have those accounts, and that includes me, that bolsters them with the money. They still get the ad money. They still get, you know, all this other BS. Even though they're censoring us. At what point do we say no, no more? I got to give it some thought. We'll be back right after this with, I hate to steal Greg Gutfeld's line, but with Final Thoughts on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
It is the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I am so glad that you were able to be with me today. 10 to noon, every weekday. We try to get through as much stuff as we can, but, you know, things just kind of take over. Quick email here. My mom, almost 86 years of age, has never seen anything as the caravans and welcomings in support of Donald Trump and VP Pence, and neither have I. Yeah. And the left hates that. That's kind of why we have the mail-in voting, the mail-in ballots, which is different from absentee ballots. Please understand that. To cheat is the only way for them to win. Seriously. Another quick email. Have you noticed, or is it me, that the American flag has now come to represent the conservative right? I mean, I think it's a good thing. But what's up with that? You don't see the left doing it. Tyler, I don't believe that, because I believe that in their own minds, there are a lot of patriotic Democrats. And they fly the American flag and they, you know, say that they love America. I don't look at what people say, though. I look at what people do. People say a lot of things. But you know what? There are a lot of misleaders, a lot of liars, a lot of twisted words out there, a lot of spin. You got to watch the actions. So we're going to wrap up with this from Tony. Have you noticed, Monica, that since Trump has gotten over COVID, he started to do his Trump dance at the end of his rallies? He dances when YMCA is played. Facing the other way, usually towards the folks in back of him. Yeah. I remember seeing him at that first debate just thinking, God, he must be tired. Maybe that's what he needed. Maybe the COVID was in his system even back then, and he just needed that shot in the arm to get over it and keep America great. Love you.